Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan. Now, I'm really excited about our next segment. We're looking forward to talking about this all day. It's something that's been on the lips of everyone in this country for the last week. And one way or another, of course, I'm talking about the famous portal that opened up between Dublin City and New York City. And the portal that opened up has been switched back on, but with some new time limits now. It was powered off last week following antisocial behaviour, as they called it, including mooning and images of 9/11 being shown on the camera. And the live stream was turned back on over the weekend, but now it's going to operate between the hours of 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Irish time. There's different hours on the US side as well, and they've put up barricades to prevent people standing on the installation and everything. Right, so the reason that happened was because of all those things that happened, but the one that caught everyone's eye, and it was in all the Sunday papers, and it was indeed all over the news and all over the radio, both sides of the Atlantic, and is of course one woman who bared all, shall we say, to show that she had better potatoes than the Irish do. And it caught everyone's imagination. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined now with American OnlyFans star and adult model, the woman at the centre of the controversy, Ava Louise. Ava, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
It's great. Where are you now? Are you in New York?
I'm in Jersey City, so I'm right outside of New York.
Oh, lovely. I've been there myself. I love New Jersey. So tell me how all this happened.
Wait, what did you say? Sorry.
Tell me how all this happened. You bared all on the New York end of the portal, and you made the news all over the world. How, did you mean to cause an international incident?
Yes, I did. I knew it would go viral, and, you know, that's really good for my OnlyFans, so I did it.
And have you seen a change in your OnlyFans since you've
done this? Yeah, I went from having 50,000 subscribers and now I have 114,000 subscribers.
Wow. And tell me, how did you hear about the portal first?
I saw it on TikTok, actually, and just on Instagram and in the news. And the first thing I thought when I saw that portal was, wow, I need to flash my boobs.
Okay, that's the first thing you can think of it. So you live in Jersey, do you?
Yeah.
So you got on the train or whatever it is, and you went into Manhattan, down to the Flatiron District, and you said, right, now's my big moment.
Yes, it's exactly what happened. I just hopped on the PATH train and went to, you know, Flatiron. You know, New York City is only 5 minutes away from my apartment, so it was pretty easy, and I just did it.
And have you ever been to Ireland?
No, I've never been to Ireland, but my mom rides horses and she's gotten a lot of Irish horses.
Wow. Okay. So there is a connection somewhere. So you went down to the portal and you decided that this is what I'm going to do and this is what I'm going to get out of it. It must have taken off much bigger than you thought it would, because I even saw clips of American news, New York local news, NBC, and that they were covering it as well. It must have blown your mind.
Well, yeah, I was actually pretty surprised at how big it got, but I think the reason it got as big as it did is because the portal actually got shut down 5 minutes after I showed my boobs. If they didn't shut the portal down right after I did it, I don't think it would have gotten as big as it got.
And why do you think they shut down the portal because of that? Because there was all sorts of things happening, but that seemed to really, really, you know, that was the red line, your boobs.
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's because they're boring and they don't like boobs, which is weird because, like, who doesn't love a nice pair of tits?
Indeed. Indeed. And what was the reaction like around the portal as you were doing it? Were you being cheered on by the locals in New York City?
I was. Everyone was super happy about it. They were laughing. They were clapping. They all filmed it. Everyone was having a great time because, again, everyone loves boobs.
Indeed. And what about the Irish end? What kind of reaction did you get on the other end of the portal?
They were just filming. You know, there was an older woman standing at the front who turned quite red. But otherwise, they looked like they were having a great time, too.
Okay, well, listen, why not? I mean, there's no one was harmed in the making of this this flashing moment. For our listeners that are listening in that aren't really familiar with OnlyFans, describe to us what it is and what it is you do on the platform.
Well, OnlyFans is, you know, it's a platform. It could either be a paid page or a free page. I have both. And you sell your naked pictures and sex tapes and the messages.
Okay. And you say you said at the top of the interview that your subscribers more than doubled because of this incident.
Yes.
Okay. And were they a lot of Irish men?
There were actually quite a few of Irish guys, yeah.
Oh, really? And was there any women that signed up?
I haven't gotten any women. It's very rare for women to subscribe to OnlyFans pages, unfortunately.
Oh, that's strange, isn't it? Well, why do you think that is?
You know, I think men are just hornier than women.
Okay, well, I suppose that seems to be the general consensus. But so on this OnlyFans, the people that have subscribed now, what do they expect to get out of being a subscriber?
Well, they get everything from me. You know, I have naked pictures. I have sex tapes. I have a lot. I have everything. I basically do everything on OnlyFans, so no one's ever disappointed.
And it's successful for you. And these things, like, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, people say that everything is online now and you can make a fortune and you can make a great profile for yourself online. But you really did do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, to help out your business online, you went down and you said, right, I'm going to do something that's going to catch everyone's attention. And it was all over the newspapers. It was all over the television. It was all over the radio. It was everywhere on both sides of the Atlantic. It was were you taken aback by the attention? You didn't expect it to be this big.
No, honestly, I've not really taken aback by the attention because I've gone viral before. So
what happened that time?
I licked the toilet seat in COVID during 2020. I was on the Dr. Phil show. I just finished filming a reality show. So this was kind of just a regular Sunday for me.
Oh, okay. So this is kind of stuff. You licked a toilet in COVID.
I did. And that really broke the internet. But I think me flashing my boobs went more viral.
What? That's incredible. Well, I mean, over here, I mean, I was working in the newsroom over the weekend and I was reading all the Sunday papers and the coverage of you was phenomenal. I mean, you were wall-to-wall coverage. I was reporting about it on the radio. It really caught everyone's attention. As you can say, you can't beat boobs. But the Sunday World, which is a huge newspaper here in Ireland, ran a piece on what you did, but they brought in, I suppose, a counterpart to you. We have our own OnlyFans models in Ireland. Indeed, we have our own Avas, and there's an OnlyFans model who is born and bred in Ireland, and she is called Ava Van Rose, and she says that she's going to see your potatoes and raise you more potatoes, I guess. And we have her on the line and we're going to introduce you now. Ava, this is Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. I have to say, I thought it was hilarious. I absolutely loved it. I'm in the glamour industry 12 years because, you know, understandably, there was no glamour industry over here before. But I seen it and I thought it was very funny, to be honest with you. Now, I don't have potatoes. I have homegrown Irish watermelons.
Ooh. So we've gone from potatoes to watermelons. But now that I have both Avas on the line, Irish Ava, Ava Van Rose, tell us, you're on OnlyFans as well.
Yes.
Okay, and have you done anything like American Ava? I don't know what to cut. It's too many Avas in the room. American Ava. Have you?
I wouldn't normally do public displays of nudity or lick toiletries. That I've not done that, but I've had videos go viral for all the wrong reasons as well.
Right. Okay. And tell us what is it?
Oh, nothing. It was just videos when I was really young. See, Ava is a couple of years younger than me, so she's at that wild kind of stage, whereas I'm in my 30s now, do you know what I mean? So I think everything she's doing now, I just understand what she's doing because I've been there. And like, whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, it's still publicity, do you know what I mean?
And
like, all publicity is good.
Irish Ava, can I ask you, is 30 mm-hmm. old for OnlyFans? Like, you say it like there's an age sort of barrier, is there?
No, there's not. I think 30 is like the new 20s because I think the 20-year-old groups and the 30s are kind like the 30-year-olds nowadays are not getting any older. Do you get me? I actually look better now than I did in my 20s because we have so much skincare, we have Botox, fillers, and all of that, you know, that we can get, whereas people years ago couldn't, in their 30s, couldn't get that stuff. So you have 30-year-olds that look like they're in their 20s, you know what I mean?
Well, Irish Ava, I want to ask America Ava, it's the same thing really, isn't it? Two different countries, but two similar sort of career paths. And, you know, both your days probably look very, very similar.
Yeah, most likely. You know, I have a lot of financial freedom. I get to do whatever I want all day, every day. And it's really nice. And I just have to, you know, film a video a couple times a week. And it's awesome. Yeah, I really get to live a great life.
It sounds wonderful, and it's a fascinating thing to be able to talk to you. And I have to ask you while I'm here, you're both on OnlyFans, and I'll put this to American Ava first. Like, people can request all sorts of things on OnlyFans, and you decide, of course, you've got total autonomy over what you're willing to do and how far you're willing to go. But what was the strangest thing, first of all, America Ava, what was the strangest request that you got that caught your eye and you said, oh my God, that's mad, I'm not doing that?
I had a guy ask me to put lube all over my feet and walk around on the floor and get them super dirty. That was definitely interesting.
Get your feet dirty by putting lube all over, but you'd slip and hurt yourself or something. That's almost like a workplace risk. And did you grant the request?
I did. I don't really think any of them are weird. As long as you're going to pay me the right amount, I'll do it.
And how much are we talking for something like that? Ballpark.
I think I charged him $250 for that.
$250? I do it myself. If somebody...
Well, they're special requests. So she's right. Like, you would charge substantial amounts for special requested videos.
And how about you, Irish Ava? What was the strangest thing?
I'm going to be honest, right? So my prices on my stuff is so expensive that only men that are real fans or have real money will buy them, because it kind of sieves out the weirdos as such, because I would be very into kink and fetish anyway. I'd be very open to other people's kinks and fetishes. So I don't really find them as weird, but men in general can be weirdos, do you hear me? But I don't, I don't really get ones. Like, I have, like, pay pigs who will buy random stuff, who will, like, pay for stuff. And literally just have me abuse them, you know, call them names, tell them that they're worthless. I think that's about the worst of my life.
Well, tell us there what a pay pig is. What's a pay pig?
A pay pig are men who just want to be abused, and it's a term of financial domination. I seem to attract quite a lot of those more than I don't know, people ask them for weird videos, and they just want to pay me money for no reason, and they just want to buy me things just for me to say I'm a queen, I'm a goddess, and you are beneath me, and send me your money now. Like, that's mostly what I would get.
So they're paying to be they want you to humiliate them.
And there's a lot of that now. That's a very normal one, because that's my highest request. And to other people, that may sound weird, but it is what it is. You have to accept it in the industry. Like, years ago, when I only came into this industry, like, to be honest, I started the glamour industry in Ireland years ago because there was none. And this is why I think they put me up against the young, the American Ava, was because everybody knows me for so long.
We thought it was just interesting because the article that was in the Sunday World caught my eye on Sunday, and I said, that's amazing. Two Avas, and and I'm also fascinated by OnlyFans, and just talking to you there, Irish Ava, I wanted to ask America Ava, you know, like, are your clients pay pigs? Do you get the pay pig thing? Is this an international sort of vibe?
Yes, it definitely is international. I haven't gotten that many. You know, Irish Ava's very lucky that she doesn't have to do much. But there definitely are pay pigs and lots of requests, you know, for dick humiliation. There's a lot of men who want me to tell them they have a tiny penis and I would never have sex with them. I get that quite often.
They pay you to be insulted.
Yes, and you know what? There's some of them as well, right, that we can request them to put on chastity devices, and we hold their key for one whole month, and they're locked into a device every day, and they walk around with chastity devices on that we hold the keys to, and there's only one set of keys, and we get paid for that.
Remotely? You've got remote control.
So it's like, it's a penis locking cage. It's like a cage, and you lock it up, and there's only one key to the device, and then we hold the keys around our necks, and basically, yeah, they have to walk around for a whole month.
On the street? Can I go to work with this thing in their hands?
Yeah, everywhere.
Jeepers creepers.
Yeah, I swear to God.
And come here to... What do you think of these men?
I think they're great.
Well, I'm sure you do. You're getting a few bob off them anyway.
I think they're the best thing ever. I love men with fetishes.
And American Ava, when these subscribers request things from you on OnlyFans, like, do you know them? Like, do you get to know them? Like, is it something like somebody keeps coming back, you start to get to know them better and better, and they always become regulars, I suppose?
Yeah, for sure. I've had quite a few fans, you know, that I've known for years since I started, and, you know, I've talked some off of the ledge. Some have told me they wanted to commit suicide, and I had to convince them to stay using the power of my boobs. And it's been a wild ride.
So you do really build a bond with some of them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you build a bond with a lot of your subscribers.
And
I find men do this as a type of therapy as such. I think men, it's seen as a sexualized thing. But I think men feel as though that women that they look at in a sexualized manner holds more power than they do. And I think they use us as a sense of escape from real life, a sense of freedom. And it's a sense of, it's delusion, really. Do you know what I mean? It's like fantasy. And they're into that, like.
And do you find some of these men would be unhappy in their relationships? Because I assume a lot of them are married or, you know, in long-term relationships, and they're just
I doubt that they're unhappy, right, as such, because the majority of people are genuinely happy. And as being a man, I'm sure you can understand what I'm about to say here. You can be extremely happy and be in love with your wife, but that doesn't mean that your fantasies and needs are being met. And I think that's the point what women don't understand, because men will look, regardless whether they're looking at porn or whether they're looking at the girl walking by, they're going to look. And men, I think it's instinctual for them to want to see something else or experience something else. And sometimes they just want to build bond outside of their relationship, but not in a way where they're not physically cheating on their wife. It's more fantasy, you know. There's no emotion there for them.
Would you classify it as cheating?
You know what? I've had it in previous relationships where I've been physically cheated on and online. And for me, I didn't accept it. So in a sense, for me, it was cheating.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. But this is why I've, you know, remained single for a long time, because I'm like, I have no issues with what I do, and some of these men possibly are in relationships or married, and some of them may be single, but that's not my business, you know. I'm here to create, to entertain and to create the fantasy of an illusion, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. And American Ava, I want to ask you, how did you get into OnlyFans? Was it something that you said, this is a good career, I'm going to make a lot of money?
I had already built up quite a big following on social media, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. And a couple other girls that I knew had said they were making a lot of money on it. And I signed up and I made $2,000 in a day. And I said, okay, this is definitely going to be my career. And I just continued to make more and more money. And it's been great.
And it's a steady income.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you don't need supplemental income or anything like this. This is your full-time job.
I've never had a real job. You know, I've never had a 9-to-5. This has been it. This is the only thing I've ever done.
And how about you, Irish Ava? Same for you, is it? How did you get into it?
Well, I've done glamour modelling for years. And for years, I was doing topless modelling, lingerie modelling. And I wasn't making I wasn't making money off of it. There was no money to be made in the industry. So for me, I came to a stage where I was like, you know what? I have nothing to lose doing OnlyFans because everyone has seen my boobs everywhere for free. And they've seen my lingerie pictures. I was like, you know what? I want to start a business. And I went on OnlyFans to be able to afford to start off my own makeup line. Now, unfortunately, I was a one-woman show. I couldn't keep it all up going together. So now I'm currently in the process of relaunching my makeup brand. But yeah, any of the money that came from that helped me create solitude, financial freedom, as Ava just said. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, it can help you create your dreams if you want to invest it in somewhere else. For me, I was like, this would be a good place to start off something and then invest it into something and hopefully it goes somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And American Ava, when you're working and you've got all these subscribers coming in, it must take up the whole day. I mean, you must work morning, noon and night.
I do. You know, I am up. Nighttime is always a lot busier for me than the daytime. So I have to sleep in increments and able to be messaging everyone back 24/7, but it's definitely worth it. You know, it's a lot better to be doing a job through my phone in the comfort of my own home than actually have to go into an office.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, we have been inundated with WhatsApps from people listening in, and indeed you can keep getting in touch on 0871880008, but by far we've had loads of questions, of course, because everybody wants to know about OnlyFans and of course what happened with the portal. But
do you want to read out some and we can answer?
Well, that's what I'm going to say to you. Overwhelmingly nearly every single message is the same thing, and it's in response to the Sunday World article. Will we see a nude York portal boob off, or whatever you want to call it? I don't know.
You know what?
A collab between the two.
I would be willing to, but I'm not going to go nipples out because I think we have different regulations over here and I don't want to be arrested.
And what about yourself, American Ava?
You know, I would do it again if there was a boob off, but
yeah,
I think it only works one time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to go as viral the second time. People have already seen it.
Are collabs on OnlyFans a thing? Are there crossovers?
Yes.
So would you do a crossover? American Ava and Irish Ava?
I think through the portal would be awesome if we could.
Yeah.
But you know, that'd be brilliant. I mean, it would certainly get the attention of everybody because, I mean,
Do you reckon that we could get the go ahead? Like, I mean, properly.
Oh, that's a good question.
I know we have the media behind us and we have the radio behind us. So would they allow for it at a certain time in the night over here and a certain time for A? Because I'm aware, like, Ava obviously got a little bit of bad backlash, right? But at the same time, she done it properly, in my opinion. She done it, and she done it like it was dark out where she was, and there was only a handful of people at the Irish Portal, and she got what she needed to get done. I mean, she was a complete genius the way she done it. It was brilliant. She knew what she was doing. The girl had it well wrapped up. Like, it was amazing, amazing promotion, do you know what I mean, for herself. And, like, I think if we got the okay, do you know, to do some of that, and it was like...
Are you asking Irish Ava, are you asking for the official go-ahead?
Yes.
How about you, American Ava? Would you be looking for the official go-ahead?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I know I'm legally allowed to do it in New York City, so...
Okay,
I'm good to go.
Well, exclusively on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. You heard that right here. We've got a crossover between Irish Ava and American Ava.
And I think we should wear our coloured flags as well.
I agree.
The flags and everything. But isn't it great all the same, this portal? It's been such a fun idea. And who would have thought, you know, that linking up New York City and Dublin would have been so much crack? Because at the end of the day, all of this stuff is good crack, right? Isn't it? It's harmless to nobody. It's hurting nobody. Literally. It's just good fun.
Literally, that's what I thought. I've seen some of the stuff that they were going across. You know, the guys were putting, like, 9/11 was terrible, but like they were going 9/11 and they were going to potato famine. Like, I'm sorry, I cracked up.
Some of the banter back and forth has been mad. And American Ava, living in New York, people that have been talking to you, and that, have they been getting a real kick out of this portal? Never mind what you did, but just the portal itself. Is it popular over that side of the world? Are people going down to see it?
Of course, yeah. People think it's hysterical, you know. No one's offended by anything anyone's been doing. I don't know why the organizers felt the need to shut it down when everyone thought it was funny. You know, I don't think there was any harm done ever.
And you know what? I'll explain to you, Ava. That is, unfortunately, that's the Irish mentality you're dealing with here. It is. We're a small bit behind in considering stuff like that. Like, just me talking about just our newspaper talking about me and you in it got so much hatred. And you're like, why? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, we haven't even done anything yet. We're only talking about it. And these people were ready to jump on a bandwagon of insults and horrible phrases. And we're like, what? I don't see the badness in it myself. I think it's literally what you said, the crack. Like, it's funny, like.
And
I think that a lot of people just are bored and want a reason to hate. And that's all it is, because, you know, if they were there at the portal when I flashed them, they would have loved every second of it and thought it was funny. But people like to be keyboard warriors and say weird things, you know, behind a screen. They feel a lot braver. And I think that's really what it is.
And your subscribers, American Ava, since you did the stunt, have they looked for similar content and said, can you flash me?
Oh, of course, yes.
But just like you did it in New York.
Yeah, I mean, everyone would love to see me suck a dick through the portal, but unfortunately that can't happen.
I don't think the technology is there.
No.
I'll tell you something, Ava's, both of you. This is my second show, and it might be my last show. They might want me back. But so there we have it. No, but it's been a pleasure talking to the two of you, and I love the fact that both of you are game. It's been great fun talking to you, and we have an official. We have an official thing here on Ireland's Classic Hits. Ava America and Ava Ireland up against each other at the portal. Could we get a time frame on when this could happen?
Yes, we could. We can let you organise it and get back to us.
Well, that's
and
it. Let's pick a date and time.
What day is it today? Second. So what day is it in America? Is it still Monday?
Yes, it's still Monday in America.
Is the portal back open yet?
The portal actually opened back up today, and I had an interview at the portal today by Inside Edition. They brought me there, and now there are security guards and a fence surrounding it, but it is back up.
Oh, damn. See, so it might be hard for her to do it.
Ah, well, look, you know, we'll see. We'll swap numbers with the two of you and we'll figure it out. How about Wednesday at 11?
That sounds fine to me, like, but I want to make sure we have to find out the terms of what I can do publicly, because I don't want to be arrested and charged for indecent exposure.
Well, we'll look into that for you, Ava. We wouldn't let you get in trouble. Now we'll look into it for both of you. We wouldn't like to get you in trouble. And American Ava, we want to get you back on Inside Edition, because that's a big program over there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've been on Inside Edition before. So I always say yes. And I'm very excited about it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and Irish Avery, we'll try and get you on prime time, will we?
that's the direction that's going. Does anyone know these boobs?
Indeed, indeed. Has anyone seen these boobs? Crime call. Oh, well, there you have it. Look, I mean, I have to say, I've really thoroughly enjoyed chatting to both of you. It's been absolutely brilliant crack. And we'll see what we can organise. I think the Irish people deserve this. I think it's what they want. You know,
I think people deserve two women with their boobs out.
Listen, we're all born like that. It's just the way the world works. And American Eva, I have to give you a special thanks for joining in on the fun tonight. You've been great crack altogether. You know that great crack, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're learning all about Irish terms. Great crack. That means you're great fun.
Oh, good.
And I think you're absolutely brilliant. And I think fair play to you for doing what you did. And for all your success on OnlyFans, I tip my cap to you. And thank you so much for joining me tonight from America. I think I'll probably be talking to you again at some stage. And best of luck in the future with your OnlyFans. And Irish Ava, we'll be talking to you as well. Thanks both for joining me tonight on that.
Of course.
No problem.
Thanks, guys. All right. What an absolutely cracking show.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.